Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful Sunday evening here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We're right here in the studio to have a good time tonight. We got Minister D. What's going on, Minister D? What's happening?
Hello, everybody. Happy Sunday evening. As always, good to be in the land of the living. What's going on, Globy?
Oh, hey, everything is everything. You know they say that now. Everything is everything. What's going on, Minister Lolo? Candy burning in the house. What's going on?
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. It is so good just to be on the radio one more time. Good evening, Globy. Good evening, Minister Derek.
Candy.
Hey. Oh, we're going to have a good time. We always have a good time, y'all. You know, I sat back on last week and listened to the program, you know. I just don't understand. It was so much fun stuff on there last week. I hope you all tuned in to check it out. But I'm going to put it on YouTube so y'all can check it out. It's going to be hilarious, all right? Tonight we're going to talk about where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where's the love,
y'all, in the music? We've been talking about where is God in the music. We're really talking about it all over again because God is love. I just got to get some understanding. Y'all going to have to make me understand. Help me to understand. Mm-hmm. Where is the love in the music? Ooh, ha-sha-ta-la-sha. We're supposed to have a special guest. 20 said he's going to come in and holler at us later on in the show. That's all
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Now. But one thing I want to bring to you today, we're going to get up and do what we do and have a good time. So we're going to bring one of our favorite recording artists on, Dottie Peoples, to say you're going to have to show up and show out.
God will.
Oh,
it. Oh! He'll show up.
God is so merciful because he didn't have to show up and show out because you're supposed to already know that he already got this. If he did
he
it before,
it.
He will do it again.
He'll do it again. Wow.
That's right. If he did it one time, he will do it again. See, that's what we got to realize. Where is the love in the music?
Where did it at?
Minister D, before we get started on this subject, is it something you just got to share with our listeners today? Do you have anything?
Well, since you asked, my rant title for today is Driving a Fool. Driving a Fool. Y'all put on your seatbelt for this one. A woman hailed a yellow cab at JFK, the airport, to take her 200 miles to her suburban Boston home. Then stiffed the driver on a $980 fare. This young lady from Framingham, Boston, was arrested for allegedly stealing the four-hour ride, and scolded by cops and the judge for not taking a cheaper way home. There was a cheaper way. Mm-hmm. So she took a cab from New York
to Boston.
Wow.
Now, the young lady had just arrived from Brazil that afternoon and had allegedly agreed on the price with the cab driver. She then asked him to take Interstate 95, then she called him a moron. When they got to her home, she said she couldn't pay the cab. The cab
wow.
driver said, she tells me I have no money. He says, I'm like, are you kidding me? He asked her to go to the ATM, but she said she had nothing in her account. She asked her cousin for money, but he had no money. She then tried two credit cards. Both of them were declined. Then she claimed her parents and son were in the hospital. So the cab driver said, I wasted 4 hours coming and 4 hours going just to get here, and now it took me all day, and my lease on my cab is up. Now, the young lady, of course, was arrested, and they told the cops that her credit cards were declined. Now, the cops asked, why didn't you take a bus? It was much cheaper. And she said, well, I got so many problems. I just came from Brazil. Now, the young lady was given a phone so she could make a phone call to get the cash, but she couldn't find no one. Then she threatened to call President Obama on the police and said she couldn't keep her job because her son had been abused.
Now, the
authorities charged her with larceny over $250, so that was a charge. Now, the cab driver say the trip ruined his shift. He's out of $150 he paid to rent his cab for the shift, as well as the $400 in fares from New Yorkers that he would have normally made. He also spent $75 in gas on the trip, as well as $40 in tolls. Then the young lady went on Facebook and said, my credit card didn't work. Then I got arrested because I couldn't pay for a cab. Now, her Google profile says, this is what it says, she's become a Christian and she was delivered from alcohol, weed, and some form of mysticism. She has until April 7th to pay this driver $980 or a warrant will go out for her arrest. She'd be locked up now. This woman
right now. Now, well, she got some mental issues, maybe.
That's why I said driving a fool. You have drove 4 hours with a fool.
Silent. Now, she was silent while she was riding because she didn't tell all this stuff evidently while she was riding because I guess she would figure that he would put her out. Right then. But when he asked for money, then it's all these different things she coming, it's just coming into her mind. Now, she done called President Obama and said something about her son done been molested. What they got to do with you getting home?
She threatened to call President Obama on the police.
Oh, she threatened to call, but she did not call him.
Obama.
Right.
President, these police harassing me because I can't pay this $1,000. What's their problem? I'm just saying. Driving a fool.
Well, sometimes we have to watch who we call a fool, but I'm sorry, y'all. That story there kind of, that's kind of, oh, no. So
look,
these people have to let go some of these birds and these yokes they putting upon themselves because, now, she knew what she was doing, and she's going to end up in jail because she's not going to be able to pay that money.
Look, I guess I'll give me a cab. Look, give me a cab in New York and drive her and ride her to Boston. Figure I'll tell him I'll pay him later. I'll pay him later. What y'all coming at me for? Ain't but $980. I'll pay him later. That's all
I'm saying. Like I said. Like I said, y'all going to have to release some of these here birds and yokes because they tying your mind up, shackling you down. Woo! What can I say? What can I say, Lord? Help them. Pray for the young lady because she needs some prayer about her mental status. We got a song coming up by the Abraham Brothers called No More Yokes. No more. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Thank you, God. Since I've been born again. Since the Lord washed me in his precious blood. And cleansed me from all my sins. I want to tell the world, listen, no more yoke.
No more yoke.
A holding me. Spirit of the Lord.
Spirit of the Lord. Gave
me liberty.
I'm no longer bound.
Oh, no. The ultimate peace.
The ultimate peace.
And yours.
my, no more yokes. The Abraham brothers out of South Carolina. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Oh, we just thank you. We just thank you. Lord, we want to talk about where's the love in the music. That's the subject for today.
Where the love?
Where the love? Where is the love? And I have to sing that one more time. As songwriters in our mission as songwriters is to uplift and ministers. It's all different categories where people are used to uplift people. It's to uplift and encourage mankind. Now, we need to know how to love. That's the first thing you got to do. It's simple.
Right.
God is love, and we as Christians should be practicing love at all times. But some of us don't know how to love because our spirits have been closed up, choked by others or by life situations. It's hard sometimes. When you know that this person is looking to you to uplift them with an encouraging word or something nice, and here you have been chopped up, hurt up, stomped on, you want to know, how am I going to tell somebody something once I need somebody to tell me something?
Yes, yes.
Now, in order to reach others, now, regardless of what the situation may be, love has to be the common denominator in it all. Today, I could come here today with my spirit tore up from the floor and try to uplift you in your spirit, and the words won't come out right if I'm tore up.
From the floor.
How can I uplift you? How can you uplift someone, a minister, if you tore up?
Well, it's kind of one of those. Sometimes you have to encourage others while you're encouraging yourself.
That's what it is. Sometimes you got to take your mind off of yourself. I think that's one of the key right there.
Mm-hmm.
How do we prepare for things like this? How do we learn how to free ourselves from hurt, disappointments, and pain, but still uplift our fellow man? I believe the first thing we have to take our minds off of ourselves and place it on Jesus.
That's right. Because there's many times when you come in contact with somebody who's been down and that's going through, and you're going through too. But you just have to suck it up and say, it's going to be okay. It is going to be all right. Lord's going to bring us out. He did it before, and he'll keep
doing it
again.
That's right. He did it.
So you have to just like, as you're encouraging that person, you're also preaching to yourself. Next thing you know,
that's
y'all
right.
get happy to This thing, you know, y'all get happy together.
You get this thing, you know, forgot about what you was uptight about.
This thing, y'all, y'all yelling together.
Mm-hmm.
You're yelling back and forth.
Yes, yes, yes. That has happened to me a lot of times. Our Savior's joy was in the uplifting and redemption of a fallen man. And for this, he counted not his life, which was dear unto himself, but endured the cross, despising the shame. Even the angels are also engaged in working for the happiness of others. So this is their joy. So that's how we have to find joy and what we already know. The Holy Spirit will guide us in this thing. Y'all gonna have to, we're going to have to learn. We're going to have to learn how to uplift people and then get it. It will snatch away that closed spirit and open it up for ourselves. The spirit of Christ's self-sacrifice and love is the spirit that pervades heaven, and this should be the spirit that Christ's followers should possess. So when the love of God is enshrined in the heart of man, it's like a sweet fragrance that cannot be hidden, y'all. I'm writing a song about that. One of my new songs on my CD is reflecting that same thing. That same thing. It's like a sweet fragrance that cannot be hidden.
Well, love is what lives. As the old songwriter said, when nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Lifted me. There you go. There you go. We got a special guest on our program today. Suspense 2020. He all the way out of Indianapolis. He all up in the limelight now. I don't know. He way up in Iowa somewhere up there. Suspense 2020.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, my sister, my brother. How y'all doing?
Welcome.
Hey, I want to say this, and I just want to start by saying, first of all, you know, it's a pleasure always to be able to be on the program. Minister Derek, I thank you so much, and my sister, these guys with both, I thank you so much as well. I do have a testimony I would like to make. I mean, I don't think I was able to tune into the program last week, but the week before last, I wanted to give a testimony because, you know, you guys were just basically saying, you know, the different things that have taken place, you know, and different things that go on in your life. And sometimes you just got to testify. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about uplifting someone else. And a couple of weeks ago, the sister came on the program, Logan. I forgot her name, and I do apologize for that.
Minister Lois Candyburner. She's on. She's always on the program. She's now.
I've got to give her, that sister, I've got to give, you know, her some props because you guys, I refer to you as my prayer warriors, and I refer to you guys as that. And I just wanted to just basically say when it comes to some of the things that have taken place in my life over just these past 2 weeks, I've been put in a situation whereas prayer, which just goes to show, you know, you have to exceed with the assessment of that God answers prayers. And I was talking about my situation a couple of weeks ago, and I was, you know, mentioning some things that I was going through. And you guys helped uplift me and really lift my spirits up. Well, anyway, just to for the sake of time, I was offered 5 different job positions. And it just really, it happened in like in a miraculous way because prayer moves things. People don't move things. Prayer moves things. And it moves it in such a way that you're not, if you're expecting a blessing, and you best believe if someone can uplift you and then you start expecting a blessing and know that you're worthy of it. I just felt my spirit was down, and after the prayers, I start going out and really applying myself and really putting forth a valiant effort and just putting in resumes, I mean, and doing this diligently. And I mean, I've got 5 offers right now, and now I have an opportunity to choose from not being just a job, but it actually being a career, something we talked about love. You talk about love and the appreciation for love being part of where's the love in the music. Where's the love in the people at anymore? To be able to be in a position where they're selfless. But I just had to say that, Roby, because right now I'm in a position not to do something that I just choose to do for a paycheck, but something that I have a passion, a true passion and a true love for, something I'm going to be committed to. And I just wanted to just thank you guys so much. But for whoever is listening to this program, may you be uplifted through this program. May whatever you're going through, stumbling blocks and stepping stones and, you know, and hard times and difficult and arduous times, stay focused and stay tuned into this program here. It's going to help to mollify who you are. It's going to help you to ameliorate your adroitness, to improve who you are. It's going to encourage you. It's going to uplift you. The music is going to inspire you, and you're going to continue to move forward in the Lord. And I guarantee you, I just wanted to say this testimony to whoever that this lands on your ears, may it land on your heart as well. And I just want to thank you guys for having this program. It's a beautiful and wonderful program.
We sure appreciate you. You're going to make me put you on payroll, see? I see right now. We are all the way through it right now. But I appreciate you coming on and just sharing that because I'm quite sure Minister Candy is very uplifting in that, and all of us are.
Thank you.
Just to say that, you know, you don't never know what someone else may be going through when you say certain things on the radio, and they call in and they're uplifted and then you see a change come in their life just within the time that they do come back on. It makes you feel good inside. So I'm quite sure, Minister Candy, you have something to say.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Spencer, for that. I appreciate it so much. But to God be the glory. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We just obedient. You know, a lot of times when the Lord is really getting ready to use someone, that's the time when Satan strikes the hardest, because he's trying his best to try to keep you away from giving you that word. You know what I'm saying? God has to inspire his people. So we're so glad to for Evangelist Globy and the outreach and what we're doing, Minister Derek. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's just an awesome opportunity to be used by God. And that's really what we're going to be talking about today, the faith of God and where is the love. We got to have that love for people, you know what I'm saying, that God, whereby God can use us. All glory to God, nothing to us. It all goes to God.
I was listening to what you were saying, and, you know, really for me, your testimony was too long, because it hit me up. I look at the unemployment rate today in the world, and as soon as you said you were offered five jobs, a shout track just went off in my head. You could have just stopped right there. You could have just stopped right there.
Uh-huh.
Right then. The first line right there was the, I was offered five jobs. That was it. I was done right then. That was a testimony right there. That was a testimony all in itself.
You are a blessed.
I
applied for 25 jobs, and I got 25 to turn down.
Oh, man. It only takes one.
You are highly blessed and highly favored in the Lord, man. You can believe that. You know, any time that we uplift people, it ain't us, it's God. God working through us, because we couldn't do nothing without him. Not a thing we do.
I guarantee anybody this day offered five jobs, if you don't take off running through your house, I don't know where something wrong.
See, it just goes to show you, it ain't over till God says so. What you talking about? I'm going to play that song. I got to find that song. That's a good one. It ain't over till God
says
it's
not over. God says it's over. I agree.
I can't find it, but I got one in the place of it. It's not over. Recovery in motion.
His thoughts
are
like mine and yours. I get a witness?
It's not over.
Can I get a witness?
It's not over.
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 Just keep on believing.
It's not over.
Keep your hand in God's hand.
It's not over.
And don't worry about it.
It's not over.
And don't worry about it.
It's not over.
Don't worry about it.
It's not over.
I don't know about y'all. You need to go down on your knees.
It's not
have
over.
A little talk with Jesus.
It's not
tell
over.
Tell him all about your troubles.
He'll
hear and hear your cry.
It's
and he'll answer by and by.
It's not over.
Somebody got a child on drugs.
It's not over.
But it's not over.
It's not over.
Somebody got a mama.
It's not over.
That's an alcoholic, y'all.
It's not over.
But it's not over.
It's not over.
There's a lot of brothers out there.
It's not over.
On crack cocaine.
It's not over.
There's a husband somewhere. That's on that thing.
It's not over.
But it's not over.
It's not over.
It's not over.
It's not over.
My Bible tells me
it's not over.
The unbelieving husband. Yeah.
It's not over.
Sanctified by the wife.
It's not over.
My sisters, I encourage you.
It's not over.
I said keep on praying.
It's not over.
You gotta keep on fasting.
It's not over.
You gotta keep on trusting in him.
It's not over.
Ooh.
It's not over.
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 Oh, oh, oh yeah.
It's not over.
It's not over. Say.
It's not over.
Yeah, yeah.
God says that it's over.
Ooh, it's not over.
It's not over.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, oh my soul, it's not over. Till God says it's over. That's the new recovery in motion. Out of Florida, y'all. Yes, sir.
It's
yes,
not
sir.
Over.
Mm-hmm. Love is never over. Long as you got God in your heart. Long as you got God, because he is love. Everything that you do you're in your ministry, in your life, in your home, your family, should it be it should possess love all the time, love, because that's what's going to get us through. We have to love on one another. And if we are a ministry, or we are songwriters, if we are authors, we have to show love in everything we do. You know, even in books, when you know when the authors write, sometimes they're trying to get to a point. It's according to what type of book it is. But, you know, if it's a spiritual book or, you know, something like that, well, they're trying to show, you know, where the well, you know, like it'll start out one way, but it always will come to, you know, where the love is somewhere in that book, to where you can put, you know, place yourself in that position and come out maybe better. You don't want to read nothing crazy now. I mean, talking about reading no stabbing and killing books, but anything other than that, I think is a part of showing love. That's how they show their love. I show my love through music. And when I write, I'm always trying to see where I can help somebody to make them feel better. Or sometimes I'll just write out of what I'm feeling and give a testimony in the song that I'm writing. It's something where love should be showing in your life. So
hey,
I just
hey.
Had to throw that out there. Throw it on out there. Minister Candy. What'd you say, Minister D?
I said you should have love in your music.
Well, what you think it is? See, you are. See, you are. What you think it is?
You know, I'm just asking, you know, I hear you make references sometimes, you know, about busting the head to the white meat. I just, that little, that's all I
know. I ain't no songs about busting nobody's head to no white meat, brown meat, red meat, none of that. You see, I said in my song.
Oh, okay.
You ain't heard me say. See, I do. I tell y'all to pray for Minister D because he needs some help, y'all. I need some help. Y'all not helping me. Seems like he get worse every week. Now we're gonna have to lay some hands or something.
Laying hands or laying hands. You know, because, you know, I used to get laid hands on me when I was a child. You know.
No good.
You know, when my mom would say, clean up the room, and I ain't clean it up, then I get hands laid on me.
Well, we're going to lay some hands on you with some oil on our hands, because you're going to need some.
It was all on her hands, too. When she'd be in the kitchen cooking, and she had a Crisco on her hand, and she said, didn't I tell you to clean that room?
Okay, Mr. D. Okay. Don't let me have to call Sister Peppercorn. I'll call her down to the studio. I will.
No, please.
That's
please,
the only
please,
thing
no.
I can handle you. Okay, Minister, no, Minister Candy. We got Minister Candy in the house. She going to bring us Inspiration Carter. Holy, pray for him. Pray for him, y'all. Keep him up in prayer.
Hello, everybody. Good evening, out in Radio Land. We just want to thank God for just another opportunity to before you and speak to you this evening. Mrs. Dare just got me laughing. I'm sorry. I apologize. But Brother Spencer, we're so glad to have you again back on the line. Thank God for that. I'm telling you, my message today is about favor, God's favor. And certainly you have testified this evening about God's favor. And we're just so grateful for that. We give God the glory for that. And my question today is, do you want God's favor in your life? Do you want his favor? And another question is, does God have favorites? That's the question. Yeah, now I know he loves everybody, according to John 3:16, because he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we know he loves everybody. We also know that he does not show partiality, according to Acts 10:34, because he said in his word, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. So we know he does not show partiality. But I am going to tell you of a few people today who God did favor and how we too can have his favor in and over our lives. For example, we would argue that God was he drawn to Noah and his family? Yes, he was. Behold, he said, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh. But further down he said, but with thee I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. So surely God had a favorite in Noah. He favored Noah. Or what about Abraham? Didn't he and God have a special friendship? Yes, indeed, according to James. The scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Yeah, he had a favorite in Abraham. Now, what about Joseph? Is there any doubt in your mind that God was specifically working in Joseph's life? According to Genesis 39, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. With Joseph, and I'm telling you now, who would deny God having favorites? God had a favorite in David. David was a little shepherd boy, but God favored David, and he set and brought him in. Now, he wasn't that much to look at. You know, he wasn't no handsome man. He wasn't no tall man. He said the word said he was a ruddy man, a little short fellow. You know, wasn't that handsome. Praise God. But yet God said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Come on, somebody. And you certainly can't argue that he had a favorite in Mary. Over all the young Jewish girls in Judea, the angel Gabriel himself came down and said to her, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Well, you might say to yourself, well, God would never choose me. I'm not perfect. Well, God is not looking for perfection. I'm sure they were not perfect, but he is looking for someone that is sanctified. What I mean about sanctified, set apart.
someone that is willing to be used. God doesn't use people based on their heritage, where they come from, their family name, or their social status. He used them because they're usable. They're based on the fact that they're spiritual mature. Mary, though she was young, was able to be used by God because she was following God. She lived by his commandments, and she kept herself pure. So we see God has favored certain people above others. So what does it take to be one of God's special people? I'm glad you asked. We're going to look at Caleb real quick. God favored Caleb, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. What is he talking about? It had fully followed me. What is he talking about? You see, Caleb was a leader of his tribe in Judah, but a humble servant of God. Caleb realized that lording over people was not the way, but to humble yourself and serve those whom you lead. He was a servant leader. He's the kind of leader that is favored by God. So many leaders want to be served, but a godly leader will become a servant. Second quality of Caleb was that he brought about in God's favor, he had a different spirit. His whole mentality was different. He spoke of God. His heart was God. His heart belonged to God. When the spies came back, had bad reports, Caleb began to talk about the Lord and how not to be afraid, that with the Lord they can conquer the land. Caleb had a different spirit. He had the Lord in his heart and on his lips. We have to learn how to have the same spirit as Caleb if we want to be a favorite of God. We have to learn how to bring God into our conversations, at home, at work, with our friends, on the job, on the telephone, wherever we go. We have to think different, act different, just have a different spirit, a winning spirit, a conquering spirit, a go-getting spirit, a take-back spirit, an accepting spirit, an expecting spirit. Finally, we need to learn how to give thanks to God. Be grateful and remain loyal to God. Right now, God is looking for men and women he can use to accomplish his will. His requirements are simple. Be saved, surrender all, and be spiritual in your walk. Become a servant. Let him use you to serve other people. Let him use you. Be different. Be positive. Talk godly. Have faith. Be thankful. All of these things. The song says, I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hand. Lord, I am longing to see your desires revealed in me. Take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams and all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. If you want to be a favorite of God's today, follow God's word and become humbly a servant. This is Minister Candy with your Inspirational Corner, letting you know the favor of God is on you today.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, y'all. We have to just say thank you, Hashaka.
Amen.
Oh, we praise you. Oh, that was awesome. That was very
wonderful.
That was awesome. Well, I tell you, if you got something out of that today, if you didn't, something wrong. I tell you, there's no greater love than what God has for you in his heart and the place within you, the love that you need to conquer anything and everything that you may come up against. I tell you, I thank God for who he is in me, and I know you thank God for who he is in you, because without him, love would not be possible. I don't think it would be possible. You wouldn't even know how to love. And I thank God there's no greater love than our God and our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Dennis Martin on you, y'all.
I don't know why you love me so. You gave me chance after chance, and yes, I did blow them. But now I'm back, never leaving again. Straight away, but I loved you more than sin.
you're never slipping. Even when I'm not at my best, now you prove to be more faithful than the rest. Ooh.
There's no greater love than the one from you.
Independent gospel music has got it going on. Y'all need to send them MP3s in. Let me know what's going on. Get on the horn. Send them in. This is 2014. It's time to hear some new stuff. Y'all need to get it in. Get it in. Go to Glorious Gospel. www.blogtalkradio.com/gloriousgospel-vibes. Send in those MP3s. Let these people hear you. We are right now almost 35,000 strong on this station, and we on other stations. So y'all need to come on, do it. Let's do this. Oh, it's going up. It's going up. We are also on Gospel is Golden. Check us out. Check us out. At 8 o'clock, we'll be right back on tonight at 8 o'clock on Gospel is Golden. Check it out. So y'all check that out. Spencer 2020, thank you for being on our program.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on our program. We always enjoy you when you come on and holler at us and get the people a little, let them know what you've been doing and what you are getting ready to do. I know you're getting ready to have a good job. You got five people hunting you down. I know you're gonna do this. It's time to get it together now.
I appreciate you.
You had a fire job?
Do I have one again? What did you say, Derek, Brother Derek?
Pray.
You have five jobs.
He said, you got five jobs?
A painter, a carpenter, a social worker, a car salesman, an insurance salesman, five jobs.
It most certainly is. All praises to God. Thank you.
Well, thank you, everyone. We thank everybody for tuning in to the program right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We shall be right back in next Sunday. And, Lord, we just hope that you bring us more listeners and more wonderful people to uplift and encourage. We like to have fun, y'all. If you notice,
yes,
we like
yes,
to
yes.
But at the same time, we'd like to give you some good information that you can take home with you in your ear, I tell you. And ministers are here to do just that. We got one we're going to have to pray for. And the other one, I'm praying for you. See, we got it going on. We got to hit you on all sides right now. We talk to y'all later. We're going to play a little of Glo B. Pope. He First Loved Me. We're talking about love here today. We had a wonderful time. Hope you got something out of the program. We'll see everybody next week. Minister D, Minister Lolo, 2020. Yay. Love y'all.
Be blessed.
Love y'all. Hola.
You are my joy. There is nothing that I would want more. You rain down your tears upon this earth because we felt no worth of whom you are, Lord. Adore you. Honor you. You are so wonderful.